Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 10th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we seek to prepare these messages, which we hope will instruct, encourage, and perhaps even challenge in your walk with Christ. Today's message is simply titled, God is Holy. And I should point out, as yesterday's message tended to be a lot more personal reflection and story, today's message is a lot more scripture exposition. The scripture text, the main one, is from 1 Samuel 2, verse 2.
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.
In the contemporary church, we see a great deal of emphasis on fellowship and intimacy with God, which is indeed a real blessing. But it concerns us that there may very well be a de-emphasis on His holiness. I hope that no serious follower of Christ would have the irreverent, quote, man upstairs, end quote, view of God that we often hear amongst the world. But there are those who speak of their relationship with God in such mere human terms, like, let's love on God, which I've actually heard. Today we would like to consider the topic of God's holiness as we also share some reflections based on a book by A.W. Pink, a British Bible expositor from the early 1900s. May these thoughts bless your heart today and point your attention to the Holy God.
First, God's holiness is absolute. It is perfect, complete, lacking nothing. We may speak of holy people, and indeed a biblical term for believers is holy ones, often translated as saints. In our lifetime, we've met godly people who fervently seek to live a faithful, obedient life before the Lord. But God alone is absolutely holy. Our daily verse is a praise from Hannah, who rightly exclaimed, "There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God."
Secondly, God's holiness is singularly distinguished at His throne. The brief scriptural images we have of the throne indicate this. In Isaiah's vision, he records the cry around the throne of God as, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." That's Isaiah 6, verse 3. And in Revelation 4, verse 8, we have revealed that day and night around the throne, they never stop proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
And thirdly, God's holiness demands that He hate all sin. Habakkuk 1:13 declares concerning God, "Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong." As we mentioned in yesterday's message, the Westminster's definition of sin is any want of conformity to, or any transgression of the holy law of God. Well, we should indeed cry out with Isaiah at God's holiness in 6:5, where he says, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
Well, we've listed three basic qualities of God's holiness. Now we want to share three responses that we should have concerning His holiness. First of all, because God is holy, our acceptance with Him is based only on His grace and not our good works. We just quote a verse to support this, Titus 3, 4 through 7. Listen as I read God's word. "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life."
Secondly, because God is holy, we must approach Him in the utmost of reverence. Although we can be thankful for the close fellowship we have with God, we must never forget that this attribute of humility and reverence The psalmist rightly proclaims in 99 verse 5, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy."
And finally, our response should be, because God is holy, we should desire to be like him. God's holiness is our standard and his word our guide. A quote from 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy." Well, indeed, God is holy, so we must worship him today in spirit and in truth.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning my song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Let's pray together. Jesus, you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the living one who was dead and is alive forever and ever. You hold the keys of death and Hades, and you hold the key to our hearts. You have promised that if we overcome and do your will to the end, we will be saved, not only in this life, but in the eternal life to come. Help us to live as pilgrims in a barren land, for there is no rock like our God on which we can build a firm foundation and overcome the evil one. Keep us faithful and true, living as a holy people among a people estranged, disobedient, and hostile toward you. In your powerful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to our message today. We often have stories from our life we can tell and then have some exposition, but today's message was primarily the scripture and exposition. We feel those kind of messages are needed as well. I have a lot of photos on our site today. Just a photo I took over the Susquehanna River. We are only about, well, probably 10 miles, maybe as crow flies, just 5 miles from the Susquehanna River. A beautiful river that in our area separates Lancaster County from York County, and got a beautiful sunset view. We also have several songs we recommend today. And I'm not going to list all of them, but one of them is that great classic hymn book seen quoted from at the end of our message, Holy, Holy, Holy. I hope you still sing that in your church. What a great song. It is kind of a contemporary version by Hillsong, but thankfully they don't change the tune or the words that I could detect, at least significantly. I also want to point out, as I mentioned, today's message was actually prompted by material from an old-time theologian, A.W. Pink, a British Bible expositor. The book, Attributes of God, is available to read online. I guess it must be out of print or whatever. They could do this. And I have two links up. One is to the entire book, and basically it'll open a page and list each chapter with a hyperlink if you're interested. And then I place a link up directly to the chapter on God's holiness where you can much, much further develop our brief thoughts today, if you care to do so. Incidentally, they're not long chapters either. It's not a long book, but it is loaded with scripture and such a need in our land. Well, blessings to you. Our materials are placed each day up on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for September 10th. That's a Thursday morning, September 10th, 2009. Be encouraged today and walk in a manner that pleases the Lord.